We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Hayyim and Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top. We are middle of the sugya of Rav Acha. I just want to mention that yesterday we had that if Yom Kippur lands up on a Sunday, then you try to make the month a Ma'ubar. So we were clarifying what happens if a Yontif lands on a Sunday. So if Yontif lands on a Sunday, or if a Yontif lands on a Friday, it's not a problem, because you could have a Yontif and a Shabbos 2 days in a row. And the reason is because if there's a mace, Chas Hashem, you can use a goy to bury a mace. Masha'inkin on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos, you can't do that. So the only problem is having 2 days, Shabbos and Yom Kippur together. I misspoke yesterday, I said there's a problem, even Yom Tov, it's only a Yom Kippur, only Yom Kippur. And food also, it must be, I don't know what the reason, you have to look at, it could be the food also, somewhere on Yom Tov, since it's Eich Nefesh Mutter, it's easier to take care of the food on Yom Tov also, but on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur, there's no Eich Nefesh. So it's, you know, so it's worse. So it's dafka the problem having Yom Kippur on a Sunday. That's the problem. And we learned that Rav Acha said that every Musaf gets its own tekiyas. That's how Rav Acha learned the Braisa. It says the extra word of Sekhatem Bechatzoytzres. And the Braisa said, Akol Ufi HaMasafen. And Rav Acha explained, Pshat, man, Toikim Akol Musaf Musaf. You get a tekiyah on every Musaf, which means there's a Shir Shal Yoyim in every Musaf, together with 9 tekiyas. And then we're at the Vinkashas on it, and now the Gemara is going to have another kasha on Rav Acha. Meisvei, 3 lines from the top, Nun Hei Mun Aleph. Meisvei, Tani Rav Bar Shmuel, Yochol, Kashem Shetekim Al Shabbos Fnei Asmai. Maybe, just like you always have a tekiah on the Musaf on Shabbos by itself, when Shabbos lands by itself, Bar Shchodesh Fnei Asmai, and Rosh Chodesh lands by itself. Maybe also, Kach Yu Teikim Al Kol Musaf or Musaf. Maybe, if you have 2 Musafim on the same day, you should be tekiah twice, altogether 18 tekiahs. Tamaloyim, the pasuk says, "V'roshi chachechem," which we'll see. The Gemara will explain the drasha. But the drasha is you only do one time tekiyas on musafim. Tiyufta de Rav Acha, tiyufta. This is a kasha on Rav Acha, and this qualifies Rav Acha shita that there's no din that every musaf gets its own tekiyas. Now, my Talmudah, what do you see in the pasuk of "V'roshi chachechem" that it's only one set of tekiyas for the musaf? On my bay, on my krov, "V'roshi chachechem." It puts all the chadashim, all the Rosh chadashim together. We know for sure certain Rosh Chodesh, there's only one Musaf. There are certain Rosh Chodesh, there's more than one Musaf. It lands up on a Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah has more than one Musaf. But it might sound like they're all uniform. Only 9 tekiyas. So that teaches us that even if there's 2 Musaf in one day, only do tekiyas once. Only one set of tekiyas. That's the drasha of Rosh Chodeshim. And Rav Ashi has different shah in the drasha. Rav Ashi Yama Ksiv Chodeshim, which is without the, it's spelled without the yud, and therefore it sounds like one chaydash. V'chsev roshe, which sounds like a rabbin. V'eize chaydash yesh shnei roshim, which chaydash has 2 roshim. Hava'oime zeh rosh hashanah, that's rosh hashanah. V'amar achmona chod sheichem charu, it says it's like one chaydash, only get one time to kiss. So in any case, there's 2 pshatim that explain the drash of roshi chod sheichem, either because the hukash zeh zeh, or because it says a loshen rabim v'roshay, and it says loshen yochid chod sheichem. Teach us only one set of tekiyas, and this is a kasha on Rav Acha. Rav Acha said that every musaf gets its own tekiyas. He sees not like that. There's a kasha on Rav Acha, and this will help out all those kashas we had yesterday also. From all the we had, that's more than 48 because each musaf has 9. There was a lot of kashas. Final was saying is that Rav Acha's pshat is no good, and we'll see what we do with the Braisa soon, but that the Braisa said and brought from a pasuk that a kol ufi hamasafim does not mean that every Musaf gets its own tekiyas, because we have a Braisa over here that says no, Rosh Chachechem is only one set of tekiyas for a Musaf, even though there's more than one Musaf on that day. But oy tanya, we're going to bring another Braisa, another Raya. Oy tanya, b'chol shamayid b'rishimau imrim. Now the Braisa is going to tell us what Shir Shal Yoyim we said for each day of Musaf on Sukkos. So on the Musaf of Chol HaMoed, Shir Shayem did you say? Chol HaMoed v'rishim ha'o imrim hovu l'Hashem ne'elim. He said the Kapitel Tehillim hovu l'Hashem ne'elim, because Rashi explains this day, the first day of Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, and you say in that Pasuk, kavod v'oiz, hovu l'Hashem kavod v'oiz, bring honor to the day, and it says also Kail Hashem al Amoyim. We know that the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva is Finisach Amayim. So the first day we say Havu Hashem Ne'ilim, B'sheni Ma'al Oimrim, B'sheni. They said Kapitel Tilim Nun, and there it says in the pasuk, "Well, Rosh Amalekim Malachol Asaper Chukai, Batisa Brisia Alai Picha." And Rashi explains this is a shtickle Musar to the Oilim. that the only point of coming and you're coming to be mesameach on the chag is you have to keep the mitzvahs also. Like Rashi says, lo malach lovei lebeis zeh. Why are you coming to the beis mikdash? Im shar ami, im einecha chayzeh b'tshuva. If you're not doing tshuva. And it says in that mizmor also is a veich lelikim toidah v'shalom leil nederecha, because of Chag HaSukkos you bring your nedarim, you bring all your chiyuvim that you said you're going to bring for carbon, you bring that on over Sukkos. That's why it's, you say this kapitel. But Shlishi Ma'al, what do you say in the third day of Chol HaMoed? You say the sukkim of mi yokum li imirei and mi yisatzv li impayli oven. You say this pasuk, and this is going to happen. And the next day also you say a different part of the same kapitel. And you say this pasuk because it's talking about the tsaros that they had in the Bayis Sheni. They were under the Malchi Paras, the Malchi Yov, Malchi Remi, and still they still have a simcha, and they still daven to Hashem. Because mi yokum li imireim, we say only Hashem can help us out. Only Hashem can help us out to take care of all the tsaros. That's on the third day. Binu bayarim ba'am. And Rashi explains that this pasuk binu bayarim is going on. People do not want to give the matnas aniyim, because also this is a time when they come up to the Beis HaMikdash and they give their all. This is a time of they gather all their tvua. That's the time of Sukkos, and this is a time when they give their tzedakas. And it says here in the pesukim also that, like Rashi explains, Shuzman leket shicho peyo ma'aseh. This is the time when they give all the matnas aniyim. Because shugim yom achroinim shemikrovim lifresh, they're ready back home. They should give out the tzedakas now. And even though the taina, what do you mean, who knows if I give tzedakah? Teretz Hashem knows. Binu bayrim ba'om uchsilu masad askilu. He says, when are the fools going to realize that Hashem knows everything? The pasuk is weiter that hanoita oizin ala yishma, mitzayin ala yabet. Hashem sees everything. And Hashem knows what's going on. B'chamishim ayom, and what is in the fifth day of, or the fifth day of Chol HaMoed? You say, v'ayomrim hasiroisi misevel shichmoy. This is divrei tanchumim that Hashem takes us out of all the tzaros. And v'shishivay amrin yemoytu kol moistei aretz. This is in Mizmar alikim nitzav adas kel. And you say the whole thing oni v'rosh atztiku. That's the maestros that you say you oni v'rosh atztiku. And this is the pasuk that says that if someone gives tzedakah, he will live. If not, he b'chasheches halachu, which means that he will die. Back upon him, these are all the different shir shayim we say on Sukkos. The some have to do with the first one has to do with Simchat Sheva, the other one is a little musar, have to do with Matnas Aniyim, Chizuk, different shir shayim we say every day. That's the order. Rav Safra, Monoch Bahu Sumana, he put a simon to it, and the simon is Humbihi. Humbihi is six letters. Each one stands for a different one of the Shir Shiyam. The Hey is the Havala Hashem Re'elim. The Vav is V'Rasha Amalekim. The Mem is Miyakum Li Mereim. The Beis is Binu Bayim Bayim Am. The Hey is Hasireis Mesev Shechmai. And the Yod is Yimayit Kol Mas Te'aris. It's Humbi Rav Papa Manuch Luz B'Svada Hum Habi. So he switches the Beis and the Hey, because he holds that the two of the Shir Shiyam are different. He switches around the hay and the bays. He holds Hasirais B'Shev Shechma. Shechma comes before Binu Bayarim Ba'am. Now, how do you remember which one's Rav Safra, which is Rav Papa? V'simoneich Ambua de Safri. There was something in those days called Ambua de Safri. It was like a loosely attached. It would mean a book fair, but it's not exactly what it was. It was a time when everyone got together in the place where the Melamed Tanaikas were, and There was a PTA or a gathering that they got together with the Melamed Tanaikas, and everyone was there, and was called Ambua the Sifri. So Rav Safra is the same like Sifri, and Ambua meant the gathering. So we know that Rav Safra is the one who says Humbi, because there's something called Ambua the Safri. So we want to remember which one's Rav Safra, is Rav Papa. You remember Ambua the Sifri, and you remember. Now, this is what you see in. So I skipped a line in the Gemara. Back right before Rav Safra, I skipped a line. It says v'mchal Shabbos ve'echad mehem yemoitu yidcha. So we said there's six shir shayim. If it lands up Shabbos, lands up one of the days. So what do you say on Shabbos? You say shir shal Shabbos. You don't say one of the shirs. So what do you do? Which one? Like, let's say middle chalamoid light of Shabbos. So the Brisa says everything gets pushed off. And which one won't you say? You won't say the last one, the sixth one. You won't say. You wait to come as the aretz. That means if it lines up Shabbos, lines up the second day. So the third day you'll say v'l'rosh amar, and the fourth day you'll say miyakum lemleim, and on the sixth day you'll say. What gets pushed off? You might to come on the aris. That's what's said in the Brisa. Mechal Shabbos Mechem. You might to the tchen afterwards is Rashaf from Malach Moshmalach Humbayi. Rapapa Malach Moshmalach Humbayi. Rav Shmalach Humbayi the Sifri. So what's the kasha? Tiyuf the racha bruchnia tiyuf the why? Because it says if it lands up on Shabbos, what do? You don't say that shir. What do you mean? Say both of them. We just said Rav Acha says that when you have two musafim, Sukkos and Shabbos, you say both of them. So here, what do you mean, Musar? You say both of them. It's not like Rav Acha, not a tufta Rav Acha, that you don't say both Shir Shel Yoyim, and therefore you don't say, you don't have tekiyas. Yeah, it's a good kasha, that Tomish Shachi, who says you bring nine tekiyas, also a Shir. So you see, you always say two Shir Shel Yoyim. Says you don't say two Musafim, but it sounds like every day on Shachris, he did say a Shir Shel Yoyim for Shachris and for Musaf. Shachris means by Tomish Shachar. Which Shir did you say? So it's a machlokes. Rishonim, if he said the Shir Shoyim of the regular weekday one every day, even on Yontif, or he said the Yontif one in the morning, that's a shayla about Tamid. There's Mechus Chinuch about it, there's a big tumult about this. Zot the Gemara Vaita.
We do both.
What? No, we only say one Shir Shoyim. We only do Shir Shoyim of Chayil on Yontif. We don't do another one. No, yeah, I'm talking about everybody should bring himself and Tamid Shashacha. Shayla is the Shir Shoyim, because you made the Kiyas with the Shir, and that was the shayla. Zotim Rav Acha Bachanina Mekra Maslid Dekama. Rav Acha had a pasuk and had a brisa. So what's going on? We're arguing. Rav Acha was saying that Hakol Lefi. It says in the pasuk. It says in the brisa Hakol Lefi Masafim. Rav Acha explained the meant to bring. You have to kiss at every single musaf. So it's a brisa. It's a brisa, and we're right from a pasuk. Says Shkatan Bachatzoyisrus. Why say the lashon of the pasuk exactly was of Nei Haran Akan Yisku Bachatzoyisrus. Says Yisku. So, how else do the brisa? It's a writer of Acha. It's a brisa. But Acha Bachnira Kro Masnitikama. He brought a pasuk and a brisa. So Gemara answers: Om Ravina Loimar Shemarichin B'Tekiyas. You Marichin B'Tekiyas. It means you Moisif on your Tekiyas. You go very long to cover both Musafim. You sing very slowly the Shir, and you blow the Tekiyas slowly in order that it should cover both Musafim. The Hakrava of both of the Musafim will fit into this one shear and the nine tekiyas. That's what Venus says. Marach betekiyas. Rabban the kisser said, "Rav Acha, Amri lo lema shemarbe betoikim." You add on chatzoyches. You add on more to the band. More, because like the Gemara says, you have to have at least two, but you can have as much as you want. So on Yontif, which was also a Shabbos, there's extra musaf and you marbe betoikim. You marbe more chatzoyches. Zog the Gemara, "Vanach isle trei yoyim mehecha avdinon." Us, we have sveka diyema. We have 2 days yontif, and the question is, what do we say in our davening? Which day? Let's say a sukkos, right? Sukkos. There's 7 days of sukkos, but the first 2 days we consider a sofik yoyim rishon. So, what do you say by davening? You say that the kavanas of yoyim rishon, or do you say that the kavanas of yoyim sheni? What do you say? Which ones do you say? That's the Gemara shaila. So now. So let's say, for example, the first day is Yom Rishon, and the second day is Yom Rishon also because of Sveka D'Yoma. So what do you say on the third day? What do you say on the third day of Yonta, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed? Do you say V'Yoma Sheni, or do you say V'Yoma Shlishi? So it's two stardom. Either Pshat is you push everything one off, and lands up on a Shana Rabbi, you'll say V'Yoma Shishi, or you skip that day, skip V'Yoma Sheni, and then on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you say V'Yoma Shlishi. Which one do you do? So it's Machlokes. He says, you don't say V'yom HaSheni. What happens is, the first day of Sukkot, you say V'yom Rishon. The second day of Sukkot, you say V'yom Rishon. You say, it's really, the Lashon of Pasuk is, the Lashon of Davening is, Chamisha Asu Yom HaKharish HaShvi, Mikar Shalachem, that's the first day. And then, the third day, which is the first day of our Chol HaMoed, you don't say V'yom HaSheni, you say V'yom HaShlishi. That's what Abaye says, Sheni Yitcha. Rav Amano, Shvi Yitcha. You don't say Shvi, which means you say on the first day of Chol HaMoed you say V'yom HaSheni, Parmrei Bakash Neimasa, and the second day of Chol HaMoed you say V'yom HaShlishi, even though it's really the fourth day of Yontif. That's where Rav holds. And Tanya Kavai say the Rav. The Brisa we just learned is the right Rav, because it says M'chal Shabbos Lizvei Chol HaMoed Yitcha. It says when it comes to Shir Shoyim, if Shabbos lands in the middle, what do you push off? You don't just go back to the order. You push off the last one. So that's a raya. That's the way you say. Asken ameim aronadori de medalgid luge. Ameim was masaki. You know what you do? Medalgid luge. What does that mean? Medalgid luge? That's what we do. Medalgid luge means you do yesterday's and today's. For example, the first day of Chol HaMoed, what do you say? You say Uvi Yom HaSheni and Uvi Yom HaShlishi. You say both things. You say both things. Uvi Yom HaSheni, Uvi Yom HaShlishi. That's what we do in Chutz La'aretz. And on the second day of Chol HaMoed, you say, which is the fourth day of Yom Tov, you say Uvi Yom HaShlishi, Uvi Yom Ravi, and so on and so forth. And it comes on Hashanah Rabbah, you say Uvi Yom HaShishi, Uvi Yom HaShvi. Now, Rashi goes with another thing. What do you do by laning? This is Muslim, Kavaldi. What do you do by laning? Laning has four aliyahs. What do you lane for the four aliyahs? So he says, what do you do with the four aliyahs? He says, you do like this. You do, let's say the first day Chol HaMoed. You do V'yom HaSheni, the first aliyah. V'yom HaShlishi, the third aliyah, the second aliyah. What do you do for the third aliyah? You do V'yom HaRavi, tomorrow's aliyah. Then what do you do for the Ravi'i? Ravi is always the thing. Ravi you do, Sheni and Shlishi. That's what Rashi says. Frank Taisvis. So that's the way you do every day. What do you do on Hashanah Rabbah? Hashanah Rabbah, you do V'yom HaShishi, the first aliyah. V'yom HaShvi, the second aliyah. Or you do V'yom HaShmini on the third aliyah. You do Shmini Atzeres, not Shmini Atzeres today. That for sure you don't do. So Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat. He says, "V'as if you say the zeh yishtana say the V'yom HaShanah Rabbah shem yikru shnayim harishonim shtei sveikas hoya hashlishi zokuk likrois v'yom HaShmini Atzeres tielachem v'inochem likrois b'chag parashas shein shel chag." That's not covered to say V'yom HaShmini Atzeres on this day. It's not sad that Shmini Atzeres today. So what do you do?
Right, Ali, but
this is he says. So he says that's very. It's still sukkahs. This Shmini Atzeres different yontif. Like reading Shavuos now, and doesn't make sense. So therefore, Tosfos argues Rashi's dim shav. So what do we do, Lamai? So we do like Rashi. We do the laning. So what do we do? What we do on Shmini Atzeres on Shara Rabbeh is we go back a day. We do the first aliyah Yom HaChemishi, next one Yom HaShishi, the third one Yom HaShvi'i, and then Yom HaShishi Yom HaShvi'i. That's what we do, Lamai, on Shara Rabbeh, and that's how we take care of this kasha of Tosfos.